Yeah, it's a big weekend, especially for the local clubs, Oisín. Hearts, obviously, with a fight for survival, and a big weekend ahead of them. A difficult away trip to Bowes, and UCD, obviously, with a home game to Drogheda. But I suppose extra incentive for the Bohemians players and the fact that Declan Devine's taking his first game in charge at home. So it's a big weekend and a big task ahead for Finn Harps.
Yeah. How much of a lift or a big factor is that from a Bowes point of view that you got a new manager installed? He watched from the stands last week. He's taken training for the first time, Anthony. There'll be a lot of players on that team who want to impress for Bowes against Harps.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a good time for Bowes as a football club to appoint Declan Devine, because you're coming into the last three games of the season. Bowes have had a very disappointing season compared to the season they had previously. And, you know, they've sent out a message of intent with the signing of Keith Buckley's coming back to Bowes after being away for a year. So that's the sort of calibre of player that Bowes will bring into the team. The existing players that are Bowes, they've got three games in which the either earn a new contract or impress the manager and send out a statement, a personal statement, to say that they want to remain at Bowes for 2023. So that makes the task that Finn Harps have ahead of them all the more difficult, Oisín. So in what is already a difficult task for them to stay in the division.
Yeah, and there's nothing going to be, there's no surprises, I suppose, coming from Declan Devine's point of view, because he knows the way that Harps are going to play, having previously been involved with Derry and meeting them in derby matches.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Bowes are certainly have the advantage with Declan being involved with Derry over the years, and you know all the games, the derby games that they would have played against Finn Harps. So he'll know Finn Harps inside out. He'll know Ollie and obviously Gavin Dykes very well from playing against them over the years with various teams and that. So Declan, you know, going into Bowes, it's a big help to Bowes and this, you know, as a club, you know, they're really playing for nothing, but they're playing for pride, and I suppose the players are playing for new contracts and new deals, and Harps are playing for their survival, and the fact that Devine has gone in there has just made the task, I think, just a wee bit more difficult for them.
Well, what about Finn Harps last week, of course, losing out to Dundalk by 2-1? Again, Harps only seem to be getting going in the second half, Declan or Anthony, but at that stage, it seems to be too late in games. And again, I'm sure Ollie Horgan will be hammering it out that the start is very, very important. And you can't trail, and you can't be sleeping in the first half and find yourself 2 or 3 nil down before you start playing.
Absolutely, Oisín. But the situation that Finn Harps are in, you know, they're down at the bottom, they're fighting for survival, and confidence will not be great among the players. You know, you look at their stats for the season, you know, they've only won 4 games and they've picked up 1 point out of the last possible 15. So there's obviously a tightiness and a nervousness going into the games, and, you know, that's probably why they're not starting well and not, you know, playing the way that they want to play, because there's a pressure on them. There's a pressure on, you know, on Ollie to get results. There's a pressure on the players to perform on the field. And then you'll see it all the time where, and it's not, Finn Harps are not unique to it, that, you know, it's easy, the shackles come off when you go a couple of goals down, you know, they just throw caution to the wind, the shackles come off, they go and play, and that's when you see probably the true potential of the players that Finn Harps have at the minute. And you are seeing better performances in the second half, and I think that's just down to the confidence and the pressure of having to perform in the first half to try and pick up points.
Yeah, and obviously if you can get a couple of goals, Anthony, it'll be a huge boost. The last time these teams played in Dublin, it ended in a draw 2-2, if I'm right in saying.
Yeah.
Listen, that would be a big point for Ollie Horgan on Friday night if he could repeat that.
I'm sure Ollie would take that now, Oisín. And the spirit they showed in the last game, you know, you talk about that 2-2 draw. If you remember, Harps were down to 9 men that night with Ryan Rainey, and I think it was Eric McWood who was sent off in that game. And they got a late equaliser from, I think it was Mark Timlin. But it shows you, like, Harps will need all that fighting spirit and all that togetherness, you know, if they're to get something out of the game on Friday night. And I'm sure Ollie would grab that opportunity now of a point.
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't work out for Harps tomorrow night, the last thing that they want would be UCD picking up something against Drogheda United at the Belfield Bowl, don't they?
Yeah. UCD, you know, it's one of them where I think the fact that they picked up some decent points along the road, it sort of masks over the season that they've had. I know they do have the game in hand over Finn Harps, but... You know, take tomorrow night's game out of the equation, really. But you look at the Harps' next home game now, that's UCD next week, which is a massive, massive game. And that's the real fixed pointer. And that's the one that can decide both teams' fate. And I'm sure, you know, UCD will be looking and probably hopeful that they'll be able to pick something up tomorrow night against Drogheda. But and it's very difficult for both managers because... They're going into the game. UCD are preparing for Drogheda. Finn Harps are preparing for Bowes. But both managers will have an eye on next week's game. UCD travelling to Ballymafay to play Finn Harps in a game that could ultimately decide the fate of the opponents.
Yeah, but UCD also have to play as Shelburne, isn't it? And their game in hand in the intervening period as well. So there's a lot of matches here to be played. For UCD, and if you actually add in the third level CUFL matches, which started this week and will continue next week as well, and there's I think there may be six or seven League of Ireland players that's involved in that too. All those matches could take a toll on the students, so they could, aren't they?
They could certainly, Oisin. But you know what you're going to get out of UCD. You're going to get youth. You're going to get enthusiasm. You're going to get good energy. And I'm sure the amount of games will not be a problem for them. Maybe a wee advantage that UCD might have is the fact that they have Shelburne to play, where maybe Shell is going to the game, will have one eye on the FAA Cup, and maybe players have been rested. You know, so that could maybe ultimately go against Finn Harps. But
at this stage of the season, Anthony, is that at this stage of the season, given that you're at the end of the campaign, having to play so many games, go through so many players, so late in the campaign, it could be very, very testing.
Yeah, it can, yeah, certainly. But I'm sure, you know, UCD are probably in a good position where, you know, the lads are, the majority of them are students, and you know they'll basically train and preparing full time, and they're going to get good recovery, and they'll avail of every tool that they have at their disposal to get their players in the top form for the game. Unlike Harps, where, you know, Harps are still very much part-time and boys travelling and boys working. And, you know, so but UCD, like it is, you're 100% right in what you're saying. You're coming to the tail end of the season. It's been a long, arduous season for a lot of the players playing a lot of games. And, like, you're right, Oisin, the college games are take a preference as well for the players, but you just imagine that at this stage of the season they're looking at four league games to go, and you know, it's just another 90 minutes and prepare for the next game. And the players, the modern player especially, like they have every possible opportunity to get themselves right for the next game. And you know, I don't think, you know, that it's going to be that big a factor for UCD.
Well, we'll wait to see what happens, and we will, of course, be looking very much forward to that UCD Finn Harps game, which is taking place on Friday week. That's going to be such a massive game, and it'll be interesting to see what the landscape's going to be come Friday night ahead of that one, Anthony. But there's other matches taking place as well. Derry City and Shelburne, these teams both through to the FAI Cup final in the middle of November after their respective wins yesterday. Both sides know each other very well. What kind of game are you expecting tomorrow night? And is it a game that you would expect Derry to keep a wee bit of pressure, whatever sort of pressure there is, to put in Shamrock Rovers at the top of the table?
Well, there is a pressure on Derry, obviously, you know, to challenge Rovers for the league. You know, they have invested heavily, but Derry's on a fantastic run where, you know, they've won their last five matches. And during that spell of them winning five games, Rovers have won three and drawn two. But to think, you know, I'm sure Derry people might be thinking it's going to be a formality where they're playing Shelburne, pushing for the league. But cast our minds back to the start of the season when Derry got off to a flying start, Oisin. But it was Shelburne that inflicted the first defeat on them at the Brandywell. And they were worthy of the victory that night, I must say. You know, they played good football, they knocked the ball about well, and probably the Brandywell surface at that time suited Shelburne. So if Derry would be very much wrong to think that, you know, they're just going to turn up and pick up 3 points tomorrow night. But again, similar to what UCD may face on, you know, in the game against UCD, or against Shelburne, sorry, where maybe Shells have one eye on the FAA Cup and the league not being a priority. But certainly Derry, you know, people, I've spoke about Derry over the last couple of weeks, the people, and you know, the Derry supporters are saying the league's in their own hands. And you look at it, it possibly is, they've got a game in hand, but they have to play Shamrock Rovers. You know, so Rovers at the moment are sitting 6 points clear with three games to go. You'd rather be in the Shamrock Rovers dressing room at the minute with Derry chasing you, because you know, they have the experience as well of women leagues, whereas Derry, it's a relatively new experience for Derry. But it's Derry have set down a good marker this year, Ashton, of where they want to be and where they expect to be over the next couple of seasons.
Yeah. Can St Pat's help Derry out tomorrow night by taking something off Shamrock Rovers?
Possibly, Ashton. It's a Dublin derby. You know, if you look at, say, like, I always remember listening to some of the managers of the big London teams reckoning that, you know, it's more difficult for a London team to win the Premier League than, say, one of the Northern teams like Liverpool or Manchester United, but because of the amount of derbies that are in place. So I'm sure, listen, St Pat's, you know, they're up sitting in fourth at the minute. It's been a somewhat decent season for Pat's. Without being, you know, they've never ever been in a position where they've really been challenging. But it's by no means going to be an easy game for Rovers. The one thing Rovers have, and I said previously, is that they have the experience of being in this position. And that's vital, you know, compared to Derry, where they don't have that experience. But Pats will certainly not want to be rolling over and allowing Shamrock Rovers to pick up an easy 3 points.
And Dundalk just finally are looking to cement third position in the league as well. And they're just a point ahead of St Pat's. They're there to go on Sligo Rovers. I suppose the season hasn't gone the way that Sligo had hoped in patches this year. But Dundalk now, maybe with that victory against Harps, will feel, after a bit of a wobble in recent weeks, they'll be able to possibly see it out with a bit more success.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen O'Donnell's been into... you know, Dundalk, and it's been another team that's been quite a challenging season for them. But you know, I think given all that went on at Dundalk the previous season, you know, with the change in managership and everything, I think this will be a successful season for Dundalk if they can cement third place. It has been disappointing for Sligo in a season that probably up. Threatened and offered to be so good for them, because, you know, they had a couple of good results in Europe, you know, beating Mullerwell and but they just couldn't step it on from that. And they were quite similar last year as well, Sligo, if you remember. They did really well up until the break, and then they couldn't buy one after the break, and they were a wee bit similar this year. But I suppose from a local point of view, it's been good to watch Sligo Rovers and see Shane Blaney performing well for them. But Sligo will certainly be looking to push on as well, Ashton, for next season.
Okay, Anthony, that's it. Many thanks for joining us tonight on The Score. Just before I let you go, how's things going at the moment with Dungannon?
It's been very difficult, Ashton. You know, with, like, this time last year, we were in a similar position, and our performances last year were that bit better. This year, our performances haven't been as good. You know, you could look at a few different factors. We've brought in, there's been a changeover in personnel, and we've been unfortunate, I suppose, in the fact that, you know, four of our big players, like Ryan Mays, Darren McBrien, who's the other one, Toll, or Darren Cole, you know, Dean Curry, they've been injured, and they've been missing for long periods, and it hasn't helped us. And you know, we're sort of just trying to get our performances up to speed. And, you know, at the minute, we haven't really looked much of a goal threat at the minute either. Like, you know, we're playing so well to a point, but we're still confident. You know, we've got good quality in other areas of the park, and you know, and we still expect to be, you know, last year we finished ninth, you know, and I suppose ninth for Dungannon is quite successful given the budget that we're working with. But our performances need to improve, and I think once we get our performances up and get some of the key players back, you know, we'll start picking up a few more points, Ashton.
Yeah, not too concerned then at the minute that you're 6 points from safety, Anthony, though?
It is a concern, Ashton. I'm not going to lie to you. I think the worrying aspect has been we've tried different things and in terms of personnel and systems of play, and but, you know, when we've been a wee bit over-reliant at times on the likes of Ryan Mays and Darren McBrien, and then when we've missed them, like McBrien hasn't played all season, and, you know, he's going to be out for a while longer, and Ryan Mays was injured for the first 5 or 6 games, and now he's suspended. You know, so Dean Curry came in to start, played really well, gave us stability in the back four, and he went out with a groin injury. You know, our goalkeeper, he was ill last week. You know, so everything seems to be, and I suppose teams in that position, and, you know, things like that just seem to go against you at times. But we're still confident in the players that we have signed. You know, we're definitely, in terms of on paper, we're very much stronger than we were last year. But as the old saying goes, you never won anything on paper, Ashton.
Yeah.
And it's up to, like, there's a pressure on, I'm not going to lie to you, there's a pressure on to start getting results. And the pressure's coming from within, from ourselves, from the management, from the players. So it's vital we start picking up some points.
Okay, Anthony, thanks for joining us, and we wish you the very best with Dungannon as the weeks go on in the Premier Division. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Ashton. Thank you.